Are we going?
I don't know. You tell me.
You're the one, you're the one who presses the buttons. You're the man behind the
mouse. You're the one who was just about to...
Yeah, we are.
Tell us that we've wasted 20 minutes.
The Reaper project was just zoomed really far out, so it didn't look like it was doing anything.
But zoomed far out? What do you mean?
I thought you'd have hacked that button.
What are you talking about?
I thought you'd have hacked the zoom capabilities of Reaper by now.
I'm so confused.
How long
have
you been using that door?
Who knows? Too long.
I don't even recognise it anymore.
No.
It's like a son to me who sort of ran away, became something else, and he came back like, who are you? This is not my beautiful son. Welcome to the Sunday Movie Marathon.
Hello.
Do you want like an intro? Shall I do an intro? Because I got...
I don't know if it was really got well, but this is basically
this quote from Buffalo 66. I don't care about you or your fucking hot chocolate. That's a good one.
That was a good one.
Anyway, talk about that later.
Do you like a hot chocolate?
I like a hot chocolate as much as the next man, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about...
Fair. Ow, hot.
How's the week been? How have you been?
Not alcohol.
You've been smoking hot.
The fucking drink is understandably hot because it's coffee. It's a hot drink.
Yeah, I think we're doing all right. Just struggling in the cold.
Yeah,
it is freezing at the moment.
Yeah, I haven't left the house today, and I'm glad about it because I went out yesterday to the gym and I got about. I'm not even joking. I probably got down to the end of the street where the Sainsbury's was, and I was like, do I turn around and just not go? I did go.
That willpower sort of forced you.
Oh, mate. I couldn't even feel my fucking fingers. I was like, is it even worth it? I'm going to die for this. Yeah. I got the bus back though because I was like, I cannot.
Got all that Krusty Krab pizza in it.
Yeah. Like wind all in my face and fucking snow. And it wasn't snowing, but yeah, it was horrendous.
We did get snow last week. That was pretty cool.
It wasn't cool. Fucking hate snow.
I don't really...
I liked this one because it didn't... It like just hit the ground and instantly faded away.
So it didn't melt, so it didn't settle.
No, I was riding home in the cold winds in the snow, so it was not hitting the ground. It was hitting me in the eyes.
Oh, that's actually horrendous.
Well, it was all right for me. I was just stood at the bus stop.
Lucky for some.
I don't think I went out that day either. Because I saw it and I said, fuck that to the moon.
Maybe another day.
I mean, I like snow when it's first settled and it looks really nice and it's like really cozy. But then if you go out in it, like the day after, everyone's mushed in it. It's all icy. It's a death trap. I will not go in it once it's been there for longer than like a day. I will not go into it because I just refuse. Everywhere's a taxi. I don't care what I got to pay. I am not walking on the fucking death ice. After it's been a day of snow. But it doesn't really snow here, so it's not something that I've had a problem with.
No, I remember it hasn't settled in years.
I actually remember I used to work at Holland and Barrett when it last snowed, like properly snowed. That was fucking years ago.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen it settle in Portsmouth since I've lived here full time.
Full time. Yeah, I've only seen it once. Ever.
Yeah, not for a long time.
Hopefully never ever.
Oh yeah, I don't really particularly care to be in it.
It's all right. Global warming. That'll stop it.
That's probably why we haven't seen it snow.
I don't think that's quite the blessing you think it is.
No. Could you imagine? Oh, God bless global warming. We're all going to die.
Yeah, on that happy note, I guess. So,
ow, hot.
Yeah, we got some movies to talk about. Before that, I guess the Golden Globes happened.
As did the Emmys, but no one cares about that.
I don't give a fuck about that. I'm not talking about the Emmys. We're talking about the Golden Globes.
To even know that had happened.
What, the Emmys or Golden Globes?
Both, but I knew about the Emmys because you said I don't even know the Golden Globes.
Elton John's become another EGOT. I think he's the 16th or something.
All right.
Cool,
good for him.
So he's won an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
Oh.
They call them the EGOTs.
EGOT.
Yep.
Yeah, fair enough. No one deserves it more
than Elton.
True.
Yeah. Fair enough, yeah.
What's the Emmys? What trophy do they get?
I wonder what that looks like. Do you know what?
The BAFTAs happened as well.
The BAFTAs. Oh.
Did they happen?
No, I thought we were going to watch it.
I thought we were going to watch it.
So it couldn't happen.
We're going to watch that. When the fuck's that on? I know I noted it down because David Tennant's hosting.
Yeah, you took a screenshot. Yeah.
I was like, we got to fucking watch that one.
Do you know what? I'm not going to lie. The Emmys look sick.
Next month, the 18th.
Fucking look at that. How fucking sick is that?
Oh yeah, they got their sort of
it's like an Oscar looking motherfucker.
I've put it in my calendar.
I think this actually looks cooler than an Oscar. I'd rather win one of these.
I have
they're
seen that
sick.
Before.
A little angel with the ball of death.
It is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's sick. Yeah, and they got like lightning bolt lightning bolt
yeah,
wings.
It wasn't the Oscar, just a guy.
Yeah, it's just a guy. Fuck
boring.
That guy. Yeah.
I didn't really go through the Emmy wins, but I know Succession won pretty much every drama award and The Bear won pretty much every comedy award.
Mm. So
fair enough.
Right.
I saw that. I was like, cool. And then I was like, I don't need to look at anything else.
Yeah. I don't know. Sometimes I just kind of think, whatever. It's almost like not worth watching because you think, oh, that's what, of course that's going to win. And then you look back at it and you go, yep.
Mm.
Like there's no
Better Call Saul.
Yeah,
followed on its streak of being the show that's had the most nominations with no wins.
Right.
That is pretty mad.
Yeah.
I'd be so pissed off if I was Bob Odenkirk. So mad.
He probably doesn't care.
Well, he doesn't have to care, but I'd still be mad.
Yeah. So anyway, the Golden Globes. I've got a Guardian article here telling me what's going down at the Globes. We got the nominees and we got the winners. I guess I'm going to go bottom up.
Okay.
I don't know if they did this in like a specific order, but I feel like the really important ones were at the top. So I'm going to go bottom up. So their first one was Best Supporting Female Actor in a Film, and the nominees were Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, Jodie Foster for Naiad, Julianne Moore for May December, Rosamund Pike for Saltburn, and Divine Joy Randolph for The Holdover. How are we feeling about that?
I think I've only seen like three of those.
No,
so.
I know of all of those films, but I've not seen most of them.
I saw a trailer for Color Purple the other day. I didn't know what it was at first. I was like, this looks like The Color Purple or something. And then it was like, The Color Purple. I was like, oh, for crying out loud, they're doing that again. Stop doing these again.
Yeah, I was going to say, haven't they done that like a million times?
Yeah.
I haven't seen The Holdovers, but
it's not out here yet.
I
comes out this
is.
Week or next week.
Well,
I
looking forward
heard
to that.
That.
You'll be happy to know.
Yeah, Paul Giamatti movie.
Yeah.
That Divine Joy Randolph won that one for The Holdovers.
Nice.
Not seen it, don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, good
looking
for,
forward to it.
Yeah.
I've heard really good things.
I would have said Julianne Moore for May December because
she was great.
Pulled off a wild one on that.
Mm. I liked Emily Blunt a lot as well.
Mm-hmm. So I did. And of course, Rosamund Pike is always amazing.
Mm.
Best Supporting Male Actor in a Film. Willem Dafoe for Poor Things. Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon. Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer. Ryan Gosling for Barbie. Charles Melton for May December. And Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things. A lot of love for Poor Things.
Mm.
Just saw that. That was very good.
Yeah, we might go see it on Friday.
Yeah.
Good. It's fucking wild. Downey Jr. won that one.
I knew that one already.
No,
he's probably going to win
sense,
the Oscar, which I think will be cool.
I mean, he was amazing,
yeah,
to be
great.
Fair, yeah.
I wouldn't have minded if it went to actually any one of those, really.
Yeah, I haven't really seen
all.
Him, but yeah.
Charles Melton was a standout.
Yeah, I was going to say that. He was really great.
Amazing stuff. Best Female Actor in a Limited TV Series, Anthology Series, or TV Movie. I don't know if any of us have seen this. These. Riley Keough for Daisy Jones and the Six, Brie Larson for Lessons in Chemistry, Elizabeth Olsen for Love and Death, Juno Temple for Fargo, Rachel Weisz for Dead Ringers, and Ali Wong for Beef.
No, not seen any of them.
Ali Wong won that one. Mm. Thanks, Ali.
Been on my watch list, just not got around to it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Best Male Actor in a Limited TV Series, Anthology Series, or TV Movie. None of us have seen. I don't care.
I was going to say, what a weird, long,
I imagine it's like all the same.
Yeah. Best Supporting Female Actor in a TV Series, Elizabeth Debicki for The Crown, Abby Elliott for The Bear, Christina Ricci for Yellow Jackets, J. Smith Cameron for Succession, Meryl Streep for Only Murders in the Building, Hannah Waddingham for Ted Lasso. Got a nice little win for Elizabeth Debicki there for The Crown.
Nice, I like her.
Yeah, although I only just finished season 5. I haven't seen the latest. She's great. She's so good. Pulls off a cracker. I really like her. Yeah, I haven't really seen many of the others. Abby Elliott's good, obviously.
She won the Emmy, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Go her.
There we go. Best Supporting Male Actor in a TV Series, Billy Crudup for The Morning Show, Matthew McFadden for Succession, James Marsden for Jury Duty, Ebon Moss Backrack for The Bear, Alan Ruck for Succession, Alexander Skarsgård for Succession, and Matthew McFadden won that one for Succession.
Yeah, he was amazing.
He's such a great actor.
I felt like, Alan Ruck, but I felt like he wasn't in it enough to be justified for winning
Skarsgård one. Skarsgård was good though.
Yeah, he was great. Yeah,
he's great.
He was in it more than
Percy Pasta.
Privacy Percy Pasta, indeed. 3 P's.
Of course, 3 P's.
What?
Just as important as your 5 a day.
What a great show. Go on.
Best screenplay for a film. Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach for Barbie. Tony McNamara for Poor Things. Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer. Eric Roth and Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon. Celine Song for Past Lives. And Justine Triet and Arthur Harari for Anatomy of a Fool.
Okay.
Anatomy of a Fool. Got that one.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, actually. No. Nothing at all. I don't know what it's about.
It's just very long.
Yeah. Well, I avoided it. Too long.
Yeah. I read the synopsis and I was like, that sounds incredible. That will sound like I would absolutely love that. And I saw the time. I was like, maybe not.
Yeah. It goes on to Disney Plus. We'll watch that one.
It's on my hard drive. Just haven't got around to it.
Yeah. Best male actor in a TV series, musical or comedy. That sounds like a very broad
TV category.
Musical or comedy.
Mm.
I don't know why they lump these together, but
it always makes sense.
Bill Hader for Barry. Steve Martin for Only Murders in the Building. Jason Segel for Shrinking. Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building. Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. And Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Jeremy Allen White won that one.
Nice. Deserved. Incredible on that show.
He's amazing.
Although Bill Hader was also fantastic.
Yeah, he was great. But I can't really comment because I haven't seen The Bear. So.
Yeah, nice. It's a good one. Okay, best performance in stand-up comedy on TV.
Why do we care? Who cares?
I was not seeing any of these.
That sounds so rude, but who gives a shit?
Ricky Gervais for Ricky Gervais Armageddon.
You need to stop now.
Trevor Noah, Where Was I? Chris Rock, Selective Outrage. Amy Schumer, Emergency Contact. Sarah Silverman. Sarah Silverman, Someone You Love, and Wanda Sykes, I'm an Entertainer.
Jesus.
I hate Amy Schumer and Sarah Silverman, so like that
Do you guys know who won this?
No.
Do you want to guess?
Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais won.
Are you Do you know what?
Last time he was at Golden Globes when he hosted it.
Yeah, I actually did watch a bit of that.
What, of the Golden Globes?
No, of his Armageddon show.
How was it?
Shit. I don't like his stand-up comedy. Five minutes in, I turned it off. It was just so like mean.
I've heard he's quite mean, punching down.
Like, what's the point?
Yeah,
but he said he does that because like nothing should be off limit. Like comedy is meant to be comedy.
Of, like, something else. Like, it's not edgy.
Make it an actual joke rather than just.
Oh, well, just insults. Like,
Wouldn't it be crazy if I joked about disabled people? Yeah. It's like, no. James Acaster had a bit in his last, Cold Lasagna.
Myself, 1999.
Yeah.
Oh, you showed me a clip of that, didn't you? Where he talks
about what Ricky Gervais is all about. Like, yeah. You know who doesn't. I'm just going to punch down on the trans people because that's like, it's challenging. Too challenging for you. He's like,
Yeah,
because you know who needs a challenge is the trans community. And that's exactly what the fucking Ricky Gervais thing was. Yeah. Annoying. Best non-English language film. Anatomy of a Fall, Fallen Leaves, Io Capitano, Past Lives, Society of the Snow, and The Zone of Interest. Anatomy of the Fall won. Well done.
Only seen Past Lives of those.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to Society of the Snow or whatever that one.
I've heard of that one actually.
Yeah, it's on Netflix now. It's the one about the Uruguayan football team crashing in the Andes.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck that to the moon.
Okay. Yeah, I might watch that one.
I'm excited for that.
It's going to be hard.
I watched the Ethan Hawke version of it from the 90s called Alive.
Nice.
Oh,
is that great?
I don't really remember, but my mum loves it, which is why I watched it when I was a teenager.
Fucking hell.
Best female actor in a TV series, musical or comedy? Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Quinta Brunson for Abbott Elementary, Ayo Adebiri for The Bear, Elle Fanning for The Great, Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building, Natasha Lyonne for Poker Face. Ayo Adebiri won that one for The Bear. Well deserved.
Nice.
Cool.
Love it.
She is great in The Bear and great in Bottoms.
Yes, indeed, she is. Great in everything. Best male actor in a TV series. Drama? Not that it's, big drama. No, this is for drama. Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us, Kieran Culkin, Succession, Jeremy Strong, Succession, Brian Cox, Succession, Gary Oldman, Slow Horses, Dominic West, The Crown. Kieran Culkin won that one.
Oh, what a
He won
fucking
the Emmy as well.
G.
He really deserved that. That's probably like my, I think the best performance of the year in anything. He was incredible.
No, he was,
This is like a scene that really sticks out in my mind, like at a funeral where he's like crying.
The same one,
It's like one of some of the best acting I've ever seen. It's incredible.
Oh, it was just so Memento.
Best animated film. This is a bad list. I'm going to say
Have
now.
You seen any of them?
The Boy and the Heron, Elemental, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, the Super Mario Bros. Movie, Suzume, and Wish.
I feel like they just pulled out the most, like, well-known animated movies and went,
No Love for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles one.
Yeah, that film was actually all right, to be fair.
No love for whatever else came out. I don't know.
I think that's it. No. I think that's the only other one.
That's what I mean. I think they just picked up like the most famous ones and went, yeah.
Yeah.
No need.
That one went to The Boy and the Heron.
Which, yeah, just, to be honest, is probably, yeah, the only option, really. Apart from the Spider-Man one, maybe. Yeah.
Spider-Verse was good. Yeah.
Yeah, both great.
No. It was the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, not much.
Embarrassing,
not much that
really,
I saw,
isn't it?
At least.
No.
Would have been funny if it went to Super Mario Brothers movie. Mm.
What a hilarious insult that would have been.
Or Wish. Wish would have been fucking amazing.
I'm hoping Super Mario Bros. Wins the Oscar, but I don't think it will.
Probably not. Best director in a film, Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Greta Gerwig for Barbie, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, Chris Nolan for Oppenheimer, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, and Celine Song, Past Lives.
Mad category.
Yeah, amazing. Actually even got her two women in that one. Well done.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Holy shit.
Nolan won that one for Oppenheimer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair
Definitely
enough.
Deserved.
Yeah, sure.
Him or Scorsese, I would have said.
Sure, yeah.
Expect nothing less, really.
Would have preferred Celine Song, but whatever.
Yeah, that would have been cool. But still cool for, like, to get nominated for Best Director on her first film.
Yeah, to be fair. Yeah. And to be a woman.
An Asian woman.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, my God. Really breaking
boundaries.
That's uncharted
territory, isn't it? Yeah.
Best female actor in a film, musical or comedy. Fantasia Barrino for The Color Purple.
What
Jennifer Lawrence
name?
For No Hard Feelings. Really? Natalie Portman for May December. Elma Poisty for Fallen Leaves. Sorry. Margot Robbie for Barbie and Emma Stone for Poor Things.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Stone for Poor Things won that one.
Cool.
Deserved.
Looking forward to it.
I watched that performance and I was like, stuff happening here. That's like really super interesting.
Yeah, from the trailer, I was like, oh, this looks like a really interesting performance.
Yeah, looks weird.
It's very different.
Yeah.
Very, and not like just different for her, like different, so wild and out there.
Yeah, it kind of looks like some Alice in Wonderland type trip. Mm. Just looks fucked.
Mm.
Yeah.
Love your guys.
Yeah.
He's great. What a weird guy. He's the lobster guy, isn't it?
Yeah, and the favourite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking forward to it.
Cool. Also would not have lamented the Natalie Portman win or a Margot Robbie win.
Yeah, both great as well.
Best male actor in a film, Bradley Cooper for Maestro, Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, Leonardo DiCaprio for Killers of the Flower Moon, Colman Domingo for Rustin, Andrew Scott for All of Us Strangers, Barry Cohen for Saltburn. That one went to Cillian for Oppenheimer.
Yep, that makes sense.
Cool to see Andrew Scott nominated though. Really love him.
I really want to see that movie that's coming out soon.
Yeah.
All of Us Strangers.
Can't wait for that.
Mm.
Him and Paul Mescal from the guy who did Andrew Haig, who did Weekend.
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds sick.
I'm
so looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Best dong shot in a movie, Barry Cohen.
That should be a category. I'll be honest.
Yeah, sure.
I think about it.
I think about that a lot. Best original score in a film, Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer, Sierskin Fendrix for Poor Things, Robbie Robertson for Killers of the Flower Moon, Mika Levy for The Zone of Interest, Daniel Pemberton for Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, and Joe Hisaishi for The Boy and the Heron. Not a bad one there, I don't think.
No.
I haven't seen The Zone of Interest, but
yeah,
I'm sure I'd fucking love Mika Levy. He's great, though. Yeah, that one went to Ludwig Göransson for Oppenheimer.
Best score of the year.
It was pretty mad. Yeah,
it might be. Yeah,
don't remember it if I'm being honest. But
don't remember that clip that's like all over like the
that's
Instagram.
That's the only
and
bit I do know. Yeah, and then everyone's like dubbed it over with stupid songs. Yeah.
No, I love that score. I listen to it all the time.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
Yeah, but someone dubs it over with Linkin Park
as well. Mm-hmm. And The Boy and Heron actually.
Yeah, yeah. The Poor Things score was like really weird and like kind of dissonant. Really quacky, I guess. But no, that was fantastic score. Yeah.
Nice.
Best original song in a film, Addicted to Romance by Bruce Springsteen and Patti Scalfer.
Can't believe that's a thing.
She Came to Me. Dance the Night.
I didn't even know about that.
I've never heard of She Came to Me.
I was going to say, you're meant to be his like, biggest fan, man.
Yeah, I know.
Have we heard of that movie?
No, what I haven't.
She Came to Me?
No.
Dance the Night by Caroline, Aileen, Dua Lipa, Mark Ronson and Andrew Wyatt for Barbie.
Yeah.
I'm Just Ken by Mark Ronson and Andrew Wyatt for Barbie. Peaches by Jack Black, Aaron Horvath, Michael Jelinek, Eric Osmond and John Spiker.
Why did the so Super many Mario people write that?
That's mental, actually,
like,
isn't
not
it?
Not even a minute long. Yeah. What the fuck?
What the fuck? How many people?
Jesus Christ.
That was actually incredible.
Half the words are just peaches as well.
Peaches.
Oh, God. Road to Freedom by Lenny Kravitz and What Was I Made For by Billie Eilish and Phineas for Barbie.
I like how it's just Phineas.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's not the
please tell
the
me
metal
it's Peaches.
Band Phineas. It's the other guy.
And not the
Peaches.
Cartoon.
No.
Give me Peaches.
No, it's not. It's What Was I Made For from Barbie. Billie Eilish and Phineas.
Not, yeah, I liked that song.
No, sure. Not Peaches.
It was good in the movie. I wouldn't listen to it on its own. But
no.
Can't say I remember it if I'm being
no,
real.
No, it was right. It was like at the credits, basically.
I only remember it because it's another like
it's
TikTok
another TikTok
hit.
Thing, yeah. Mm.
Right, okay.
I can only hear one line as well because it's the only line I know, yeah. And it's from TikTok.
What the fuck is this? Cinematic what? And box office achievement.
Amazing.
This is
Barbenheimer classed as a box
well,
office
yeah,
achievement?
Exactly. That's what I would have said. You got Barbie, Guardians of the Galaxy 3, mm-hmm. John Wick 4, Mission Impossible, that one. Oppenheimer, Spider-Man, Super Mario Bros. And Taylor Swift, The Eras Tour.
Oh yeah, I forgot
Taylor
about this. It's like they're what the Oscar wanted to do with like best popular film or something.
Oh,
it's like basically
okay.
That sort of equivalent.
That's weird.
Taylor yeah. Swift, The Eras Tour.
Cinematic and box office achievement.
So who won
I really
the
don't
achieve-
know what that means, but Barbie won.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Barbieheimer should have been its own.
Just them patting yeah. the yeah. filmmakers on their back for being successful.
Yeah, well I mean, done, Barbie. I guess yeah. you were a cinematic and box office achievement.
You're like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Technically, any fucking movie that goes to the cinema is a goddamn achievement, if you ask me.
I agree.
How goddamn hard yeah. it is to make a movie, let alone get it shown in the cinema. All right, best limited TV series, anthology series, or TV movie. All the Light We Cannot See, Beef, Daisy Jones and the Six, Fargo, Fellow Travellers, Lessons in Chemistry, Beef won that one. Next one. Best TV series, musical, or comedy. The Bear, Ted Lasso, Abbott Elementary, Jury Duty, Only Murders in the Building, and Barry. The Bear won that one.
Woo!
Woo! Well done. Best female actor in a TV series, drama. Helen Mirren for 1923, Bella Ramsey for The Last of Us, Kerry Russell, The Diplomat, Sarah Snook for Succession. She won that one.
Oh,
of course she did.
Yeah.
Love her.
Imelda Staunton was, and Emma Stone, they were also on there. Best TV series, drama, Succession.
Fair.
Best male actor in a film, musical or comedy, Nick Cage for Dream Scenario, Timothy Chalamet for Wonka, Matt Damon for Air, Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers, Joaquin Phoenix for Beau Is Afraid, wow, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction. Interesting to see Joaquin there.
Deserved. Yeah. He was incredible.
Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers won that one.
Nice.
Best film, musical or comedy, Barbie, Poor Things, American Fiction, The Holdovers, May December, and Air. Poor Things won that one.
Huh?
Oh, cool.
That's pretty cool, yeah.
Quite surprising that Oppenheimer wasn't in there.
Whatever.
It's a comedy.
It's not a comedy. It's
oh,
not a
right.
Musical.
Sorry,
comedy
right, right, right. Sorry, what is the
might
point
well
of having a drama section and then having a musical and comedy together?
Yeah, I don't know.
What the fuck is the point of that?
And for movies like Barbie. Okay, we're down to the last two. Best female actor in a film, Rama. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Carrie Mulligan for Maestro. Sandra Hüller for Anatomy of a Fall. Annette Bening for Naiad. Greta Lee for Past Lives. Kaylee Bainey for Priscilla. Lily Gladstone won that one.
Cool.
Nice.
As we said, she should.
Yeah, great.
Although I love Greta Lee. Impossible.
Yeah, she was good in that.
But the last one is best film. Drama, Oppenheimer, Killers of the Flower Moon, right. Maestro, Past Lives, The Zone of Interest, and Anatomy of a Fall. Three guesses as to who won that one. Oppenheimer.
Okay. Do you think it's going to be one of those years again where, like, Oppenheimer wins, like, every Oscar or something?
Probably.
Yeah.
Fine by me.
Well, not every Oscar. No. That would be insane. But I feel like it could win quite a few.
Either Oppenheimer's going to win the best picture or it's going to be, like, everyone's, like, top pick and then it's something really weird is going to win instead. Like,
yeah, I do wonder what would be nominated. I can't even think of movies off the top of my head.
Zone of Interest.
Yeah.
Movies that I've not...
That'd
yeah, movies that we've
sick,
never
though.
Seen. Yeah.
That'd be so sick. Cool. Thank you, Golden Globes. We stop now.
Okay.
I wish we stopped ages ago.
Okay.
That's crack.
Let's get into it. How long have we been going?
Only about half an hour.
Okay.
All right. Cool. Right. We got some 90s movies to talk about. We watched three 90s movies. That was Ricky O, The Story of Ricky, The Age of Innocence, and Buffalo 66 DVD.
Real interesting mix of movies.
It actually is. It's actually kind of horrendous.
We outdid ourselves here.
Truly.
Yeah, it's a real selection. You want to kick it off then with yours?
Yeah, so I picked Ricky O, The Story of Ricky from 1991, directed by Lam Guy Kai.
Cool.
If that's how you pronounce it.
It's all right.
This is an action movie from Hong Kong. I think it's based on a comic book about this guy, Ricky O, who's in this really corrupt prison. An old guy gets killed by one of the prison members, and it starts starts off like this war between Ricky and the police.
Yeah, you know, Sting's there and he comes out and they just get going on Ricky. It's as serious as the name of the movie would lead you to believe.
Yeah, I could get behind that. It's also as goofy as you expect it from the title would lead you to.
Yeah, it's like 90 minutes of just pure nonsense, like some of the most over-the-top gore you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm.
Just crazy action sequences and just general stupidness.
But a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was. It was
fun.
Definitely haven't laughed that much in ages.
Yeah.
It was
really.
It was
a life devoid of humour.
So very much.
It was, yeah, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
It's nothing to read into all that much. Just a fun romp. He's like effectively One Punch Man. The fucking gore is insane.
Yeah,
I really loved all
the
effect work and the practical stuff that they were doing. Just like him punching through people's abdomens or their faces and just like tearing them to pieces. That's like so much fun.
It
gave me, like, very early on in the podcast, we did a review of this movie called Ninja Dragon. And it's not so much the gore that reminded me of that, but more like the tone, which is just very, it is not taking itself seriously at all. And it's like so much fun. I think what elevates this above Ninja Dragon is that it's like, at least this is a better made movie, and the humor is intentional.
Yeah,
they know that what they're doing. Whereas Ninja Dragon, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. This is like if Ninja Dragon was made competently.
Yeah, definitely. I think the first time I watched this, I watched it with the English dub, which is really, really bad, but it's like so adds to it.
Yeah, I feel like that would add a layer of like...
Yeah, I kind of feel like it was bad on purpose. Mm-hmm. It's just like...
Oh, what, the dub?
It is like the proper Ninja Dragon sort of stilted vibe, and it's really funny.
Yeah.
That was the version I wanted to try and get for us, but I couldn't get it.
Ah, well, I had a good time with it anyway, even if it was Chinese. Yeah, it's balls to the wall, man.
Yeah,
they throw absolutely everything at it. I don't know if like it was an even keel. It's like the violence is there, but it's like once you've seen it, I was surprised at just how well they were able to maintain a sort of consistent entertainment thread for me.
Yeah,
it was like it was pretty much consistently entertaining the whole way through. Although there were definitely dips where I was like, all right, I guess something's gonna happen. I feel like it might need it to wrap up. But it's still like quite a short one though, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like 92 minutes.
Yeah, so it's all. I like how with the introduction to it, we're like introduced to it. You're like, look, it's him, it's Ricky. It's like the fucking weirdest name for this guy who's supposed to be like the strongest guy ever. And I like the introduction where he's like, he goes through the metal detector and they're like, what the fuck, man? And they scan him. He's like got 5 bullets inside of him. And I didn't even think to take these bullets out. And he's like, no, I keep them souvenirs. It's so badass.
It's so ridiculous.
It's just fun.
Yeah, that's why I love this movie, because it is just so over the top. Like, all the characters are just so very cartoony. It kind of makes sense that it's adapted from a comic book, because it is.
Oh, it
like
really
every
does.
Single character is like just so ridiculous and over the top. All the actors are like, they kind of know what the tone of the movie is, and they just completely run with it, and are so silly. Especially that like assistant warden guy who is like super cartoony all the time
with his one eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like glass eye that he's got to like pop into himself every so often. And his hook for a hand. Jesus. Yeah, he was great. I loved him.
He was bad.
The effects definitely reminded me of, you know, that one shot in Terminator where he's like trying to sort his eye out.
Yeah.
Just like Arnold Schwarzenegger as like a claimant. Like,
yeah.
And it's just,
it looks awful.
It's so obvious. It's so funny. This is like a lot of the practical effects in this were just that.
Yeah.
Filled with blood. But I think it works in the movie's favor. You know, you could use CGI at this point.
Yeah.
Definitely not like fantastic CGI. But I'm glad they didn't go that route. And I mean, I can't tell what's CGI and what's not. I feel like maybe there was some. But the overwhelming majority of it felt like practical.
Yeah, I think it all is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks really goofy, but it does really fit the tone. And I do love that they're constantly quite creative with the violence.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's like quite a few bits where people have they get like punched through their stomachs and through like their whole body. I think they still like try and find new and creative ways to kill people and new and creative ways to like show gore in ways that you've not seen before.
Yeah, when they like bury him, that was like insane. Just like give him a bamboo stick to breathe.
The oxygen tube.
Or like that guy who got crushed to death by that. Yeah. Like they were in a jail cell and all of a sudden they were like, this jail cell, like sort of big compression plate at the top. It was like lower the compression plate down to kill him and crush him. It was like, whoa. I enjoyed them like interrogating Ricky at that point. And then like that guy comes in, he just like bursts through the wall, like starts beating him up. And then as the plate got lowered on, I think someone said, why didn't they just like escape through the hole that was just made in that wall? Yeah. They could escape. What are they doing? It's so stupid.
Yeah, you can tell they know they're not like taking it seriously at all.
Yeah, but that's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I don't think it would have worked the same or been as funny if they were taking it completely seriously.
Mm.
They kind of like rise the perfect line of like not taking itself seriously and like being like a so bad it's good sort of movie. Because you get a lot of those like Sharknado sort of movies where they're trying really hard to be like quite obviously bad and silly and they just don't work because there's no sincerity to it. But I think this manages to work really well still.
Yeah, you got to strike that tone. You can't. A lot of people think you can just do that by making it. But you have to like actually have some sort of a passion for it.
I was gonna say, there's got to be some level of competency to your shit.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, it's a talent. It actually is.
Yeah, there's no like shortage of talent behind this movie at all.
Mm.
It's all like so well done. It's just goofy because the premise is goofy, like a goofy movie.
Yeah, like it's goofy because it's supposed to be goofy. Not goofy because it was done wrong goofy.
Yeah, I appreciate that a lot. I enjoyed like the these guys who just like came after him and just like each one of them had like their own sort of thing. There was that guy, one guy who said looked like he should be in BTS.
Oh my God, the guy with like the trench coat thing.
Yeah, yeah. He had like these like needles on string. Like into people. Whoa, it was crazy.
That's actually just reminded me of another thing that I actually quite enjoyed was that every now and again you just see the strings. They were just like, really yo.
I love that right at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid fucking end.
It was so mental.
It was great. He'd like defeated the evil or whatever, and then he'd done the boss, and then everybody's out in the courtyard. And Ricky punches a hole through the wall of the prison and runs away. And the how it was done was obviously they had loosened like a bunch of the wall, and just, like as he punched it, they pulled all the hole in the wall out with string.
You can see the string.
But it's so cool. It's such a cool fucking thing to do. But it was also like, if you could do that, why don't you just fucking do it before?
There's still like a really perfect way to end the movie.
Yeah, but that is so typical though, isn't it? Because if you were going to do that, you would have done it already. Mm. So it was the same thing as, could have just gone through this hole that was made in the, the fucking wall.
No, but because of the tone, like...
It makes sense. It does.
I love how he runs away out of the prison in that massive hole he made. And everybody else, who could clearly just leave, they just like sort of stand there and jump up and down and go, Ricky! I like how everybody in the prison was like Ricky's fan club. They were like, Ricky's great. Ricky's superb.
Yeah, they all. I think there's like a good cast of really kooky, funny characters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, everyone's quite enjoyable.
Ricky is cool. Right off the bat, cool guy you want to see succeed.
I kind of like the BTS guy.
I do like the BTS guy in his sparkling outfit. Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool.
I like the warden's son. Oh, he's like this really, like, obviously grown up man who's acting like a child.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Co-cringe.
I didn't realise he was meant to be a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? He was just like, I guess he's just like that.
Yeah.
He's just a very large child. And I also really love that bit with the warden where he turns into like that massive monster at the end out of nowhere.
Oh, yeah.
It was like the thing.
Yeah. That was so random.
No, I enjoyed that.
Again, yeah, again, quite fitting though, isn't it?
I enjoyed his death of being like ground up in that like
machine thing. Yeah, that was
like
sick.
The beef grinder.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they knew the whole movie that they were being very goofy and over the top. And then right at the end, they were like, fuck it, let's just
keep
ramp
being
this
goofy,
up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He like gives himself CPR.
Oh, yeah.
BTS fucking like smacks him in the chest and he's like, I've stopped your heart. Good luck, baby. And he's like, he just like smacks himself on the chest and he like gives himself CPR.
That bit was actually so funny.
That was fantastic.
Like, what the fuck?
I actually really enjoyed watching it with you guys. I've watched it like on my own the first time. But it definitely works a lot better in a group, I think. Mm-hmm. As much
like
as I really did
fun.
Enjoy it the first time, I had such a good time watching it this time because everyone was really into it and finding it funny.
What I thought was quite great about it was that I had like a crumb of weed in my system and that was it. There was at one point where I started laughing and I didn't stop.
Yeah, we had a few drinks as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's an enjoyable experience.
Good night.
Yeah.
It was actually.
Oh, man.
It was.
I remember at the end of it, I was like, I wish like every single marathon was as fun as this one.
Sadly, not.
No.
Actually, more often than not.
Yeah.
Oh, painful.
Don't know, well, my God, everything's falling down. Sorry about that. The set just.
It's just collapsing around us.
No.
What the fuck? So random as well. Anyway,
I love how they all like whenever they go to the toilet, they'll use the urinals, but everybody will just stand next to each other at the urinals. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Every time, goddamn. I don't have like loads more to say on it.
There's not a lot to say about it. It's just good fun time.
Yeah,
you know?
I was like scrolling through, like I've got a list of like recommendations for the podcast and I was scrolling through all the ones from the 90s and I was going through like some pretty deep, interesting movies that I thought we could get big conversations out of and I saw Ricky O and I was like, well, I've got to pick that.
Yeah, yeah. It was a good choice, I think.
Mm.
It was a good one to watch after Buffalo 66. Sort of need a leveler, sort of get us in a bit of a nicer mood.
That is true.
I've heard... the director has a few other movies that are kind of similar sort of tone that are also quite good. So
yeah,
I'd like to check some of them out.
Good. Yeah. Cool. Shall we, yes, we could rate the movie if you wanted to.
What do you want to rate out of Creeps?
Ricky's.
Yeah, cool, sure.
I didn't expect anything less. Go on.
Yeah, I love this movie. It's just pure over-the-top, goofy shit. Like I said, great group movie. I imagine this will be one I watch quite a few more times because it's just very stupid and fun and comforting. I'll give it a 7 Rickies out of 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, glad to have watched it because it was on my list. And yeah, I had a good time with it. I think it's a good group movie. Good one to have on if you've got like a lot of people over.
Mm-hmm.
If that's the sort of thing you're into. You like your gore and your violence and having a lot of fun and not taking anything all that seriously. Ricky O, the story of Ricky, gets 7 Rickies from me.
I think Chris should put this as his new silent movie to play in the background whilst people are drinking. Because I think
good idea, to be fair.
Yeah, quite a good talking point. Oh, wow, did you just see that guy punch straight through that guy's tummy?
I remember I heard about this movie through like YouTube videos of like top gory scenes and shit like that. Get like gore compilations of loads of like scenes from movies and there would be like every single bit of this movie would be in it.
Well, there is quite a lot of it in this movie, which I had never heard of until now.
You're welcome.
I am very welcome. Mm. So I too would give it 7 Rickies out of 10 Rickies,
yeah.
I suppose.
Thanks, Ricky. The next one was my pick. From 1993, directed by Martin Scorsese.
The boy.
The boy himself, Marty Moo. The Age of Innocence.
Mm-hmm.
This is a movie about this guy, played by Daniel Day-Lewis, He's in 19th century New York, just hanging out, being an aristocrat or whatever. And he's in high society. He's a young lawyer. He falls in love with a woman. But the catch is, this woman is the cousin of his betrothed. So he's got to choose, sort of. He's always so sad and crying a lot. I wish I didn't fancy Michelle Pfeiffer so much because I'm going to marry her cousin Winona Ryder. And it's all about him and the struggle and of being in high society and of choosing what the heart wants or what the society wants. And
yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, a lot of stuff like that.
It's just period Hollyoaks.
Period Hollyoaks.
That is yep. What this movie is.
Thank you, Martin, for giving us original Hollyoaks in all its glory. Mm. Kai got me this, friend of the podcast, a nice Criterion Blu-ray.
Nice.
I thought that as we got to the 90s marathon, it would be the perfect opportunity to crack this open.
I bet your volume was on 15. Ours was on actually 100 at the end of it.
We had to have the volume on our TV at 100 because it was so quiet.
Jesus.
Actually 100.
And it was still like could have been louder.
It was crazy. I didn't even realise how far up the volume actually was until Chris just randomly like went to do something. All you could see was just 100. And I was like, Jesus Christ. Do you imagine like the hole in the wall that would have made if you turned it off halfway through?
Imagine if I forgot to turn it down.
That's what I mean.
You just woke up hearing the cheers thing.
Yeah.
I have often woken up to the cheers theme, but this would actually make me deaf.
Weird circumstances that I watched the movie in, like the morning that I haven't watched this. Like I watched it in the evening, but like that morning I've woken up to like my bed being practically destroyed.
Oh yeah, that must have been weird.
I had to wake up at like 3 a.m. because like the ceiling started leaking. I had to like get like a bunch of buckets and all that shit. Just like move them under the leaks, and I didn't. The leak that was that happened to be above my bed did not happen until after I went to sleep. So I woke up and there was like a bunch of sewage water, like drain water, had made its way into my bed. Like fucked. I was pretty annoyed at all that.
I would be.
That was my weekend. Leaky stuff. So I was thinking about that. I was kind of stressed a bit. Maybe watched this a fair bit on my mind and didn't really. I wasn't really able to give my full attention to it, but.
It's weird you say that because we were feeling the exact same way.
Really?
Well, obviously not the mattress part, but we were sitting there and at one point I was like, I feel like everything and nothing has happened. Am I just like not in the right mood for it? And Chris was like, yeah, I don't know if I'm in the right headspace for this. And I was like, so weird that all three of us have like had this
sort of... Is it maybe that kind of movie though?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. No, because there was part like the longer it went on, the more I was getting into it. But there was like parts of it where I was just like, I feel like I'm not, it's on, I'm watching it. Like, you know what? Chris is like on his phone like 24/7. I didn't even have my phone for most of it. And I was staring at it and I was like, I don't even know if I even... know what's going on right now because it was just like I don't know, it was just weird. It was just like I was watching it but it wasn't really there.
I was restless, I was antsy, I kept pausing it a lot, like doing things I don't know.
Did you watch it in the like earlier or did you say you watched it in the evening?
I watched it in the evening.
I
finished work, I did my vocal lesson, I went home and I was like, oh god, fucking this 2.5 hour long movie.
That's exactly what me and Chris said when he got
decided
back
decided to do this. Squeeze it in at the last minute there.
Mm-hmm. He went to bed straight after as well. We were like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. For cool. What it's worth, I think it's really good.
Yeah, it was good.
One that...
I think we need to watch it again,
I would like to watch it again.
Mm. In a better sort of...
Yeah, it's one that
mood.
The whole time watching it, I was like, I feel like if I watch this another time when I'm in the right mood, this would like... I would love this movie.
That's what I said, because I was like, this is literally just period Hollyoaks, and this is actually my kind of shit. But I was just like, I don't think I'm in it right now. Yeah. Like, Chris could have turned it off at any point and I would have been like, all right. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, just not because it's bad, but just because...
I think I got more invested as it went along.
Yeah, that was it. About halfway through, I was like, okay, let's fucking go.
Yeah. And it is part of Kai's mission to
indoctrinate me into the
Scorsese cult.
Yeah, he's got a problem,
He wants me to watch every Scorsese movie. Mm. which I'm fine with. I love the guy.
If he buys you every movie, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go on.
Buy me more movies.
Yeah, it is no secret I was going to pick a Scorsese movie for the free-for-all next, but...
Too bad.
Not doing another one.
No.
I'll wait.
He is a man who does not know how to make a short movie feel.
No, it seems that
if
way.
If he has
one foible,
it is that he doesn't know how to make a movie that's under 2 hours
long.
Yeah,
he doesn't have many of them. His next movie apparently is going to be like 80 minutes or something.
Fucking hell. I didn't know he could tell a story in 80 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
No,
he's
he
really
those,
condensing
those
it down.
Stories existed.
Jesus story as well. It's going to be about Jesus.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Fucking hell, this guy. Jesus.
Actually Jesus.
Yeah, another one from Daniel Day-Lewis as well. Yeah. Always up for seeing. I don't see in like loads. I don't think he's done loads.
No,
you don't see him
selective.
A lot, do you? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to go about it if you're as good as him. Every time I see him, I'm like, this is like a different guy. He's like a completely different character.
He
such
looks
a
so
great
baby.
Performance.
Yeah.
He's one of, if not the best.
Totally. I like how he was just like always crying or always about to cry.
Oh my God, literally, his eyes were always wet, just like constantly pink. I was like, fucking hell, guy.
Yeah, get a fucking grip, man.
Always crying about nothing all the time.
Every time. I'm surprised like nobody brought it up to him ever.
Yeah, like you
was,
cry
like,
a lot, you know.
Everybody, every time somebody talked to him about Michelle Pfeiffer, he was like, start crying.
Yeah,
would like,
you question that?
Why
like,
is
why
nobody
you
being
yeah,
like, dude, what's up?
Yeah, no one seemed to care.
For all
like,
they
yeah.
know, she's like nothing to him. She's just the cousin of his fiance.
But enough to cry.
Yeah, well, actually, perhaps she might be better off without her husband. How about that? Do you ever think that maybe she'd be better off without her husband and
yeah, don't
free
you,
to do
yeah,
as she
the,
would?
She don't
and everyone's
was
like,
utter
okay,
sus, yeah.
Sure.
Like,
whatever.
Everyone just went along with it. Like, it was just the most suspect. Like, he didn't even try to, it wasn't subtle, that's what I'm trying to get at. It was the most blatant thing. He's always like, my God, be without your husband. Oh, crying. Yeah. Oh, Michelle.
It is hard being rich and affluent.
Oh, so, yeah. Too fucking
it,
right.
You know,
too right.
And being in high society and being so fancy all the time.
Yeah.
And having lovely fucking meals.
And imagine
amazing.
Being so, like, handsome and rich and popular. Oh, God. What a travesty. Fuck me.
Probably be upset. If, yeah. I can't fuck Michelle Pfeiffer. God, no. Okay.
You have Winona Ryder right there.
Literally, it's like, do you know what? There's no bad options there. It's like having steak and whatever's as good as steak. Like, come on.
Another steak.
Yeah.
Another younger steak.
I just don't see what he's crying about. Like, grow up.
Legit.
I'm actually getting mad now that we're talking about it. I'm actually getting pissed off. Like, he's like, getting mad that he's got two sweet ass. Like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Fucking grow up. What was his name again? Herschel. What was his name?
Herschel? Newland. Which is not a name. That's not a name. Newland. That's not.
Herschel's no better, to be honest.
No, I don't know where you got Herschel. Be real.
I was thinking of, like, posh old name.
You know, Herschel Krustofsky or something.
Yeah.
What? Well, he is a clown. He's a fucking clown in this movie, I'll tell you now.
Oh, it's so horrid when you have too much choice.
Sorry, I know. What are you fucking crying about?
I read that Winona Ryder got nominated for an Oscar for this movie.
Oh, cool.
Oh, cool.
What, but not Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, which I think is a bit weird.
Yeah.
That's
I liked Winona
rude.
Ryder in it, but she's not really in it that much.
No,
not,
that's
I don't
so
think she really
rude.
Does it a lot.
No, she just sort of goes,
no, she also
you're
cries.
Being a bit sus, Newland. He's like,
true.
Don't worry about that.
True that.
God. Why is like the solution for him to be like, I'm so horny about Michelle Pfeiffer. I need this to go away, so we need to get married like immediately.
It doesn't
like,
make
why
any
is
sense.
That the solution, man? Don't...
It literally makes no sense.
You're going to be like more faithful to her when you're married. I guess that's like how they did it in the fucking 19th century.
Yeah, I was saying to Christo, like, I don't even know why they did things like marriage back then, because everyone was literally fucking everything that moved. Like, didn't matter whether you were married or not, it made no sense.
But I think his idea was, he says that he was a free man, and I guess the idea was that until you're married, you're like a bachelor.
Well, technically,
are
yeah,
you,
technically speaking,
I guess. But it's like,
yeah, obviously not. But
well, you like fuck around before you get married, and it doesn't count.
I guess maybe back in them days, maybe.
Back in the days, yeah.
Yeah,
if you were very rich and from New York, you could do whatever the fuck you wanted. Mm. It also has that kind of spin about like the rich and the bourgeoisie. All that, yeah. I felt
all the
like it was
shit, yeah.
So much a commentary on all that and how they were talking about like America, this sort of, and how high society like corrupted mm-hmm. people. But I enjoyed all that. I probably could have got more off my mind when Dre a fair few times.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you boys know how it feels to be me every single movie I ever watch. That is literally
it. Miriam Margot's in it.
She was cool.
I loved all the credits that came on at the beginning. I was like, oh fuck, it's them, it's them, it's them, it's them. Whoa, stack.
Yeah, great cast.
Yeah, really good cast. I love fucking Miriam Margolyes is awesome. Just this like, old woman who just sort of sits there and tells people.
She sort of just lays in a chair.
Yeah.
She reminds me of that thing from Futurama. You know that thing that like feeds itself
Hedonism
grapes?
Bot.
Mm. Yeah. Reminds me of that.
Yeah. I liked Jonathan Pryce coming in like for
one
he was
scene. Good.
I was like, oh fuck, it's Jonathan Pryce putting on this weird French accent.
Sounds about right.
Pretty funny.
Yeah. I liked Scorsese's cameo as well.
Yeah.
And his parents.
Yeah.
His parents.
Oh, yeah,
his parents. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the scene where he's like a photographer and then his parents are like at a train station.
Mm.
You know, as you do.
As he does.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, it was dedicated to his dad because his dad died halfway through making the movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed that little dedication at the end there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah, it was
nice.
Cute.
I enjoyed, because as the movie went along, I got more of this sense of like hurt and longing from Newland as much as we're ragging on it. Like, no.
I mean, I kind of felt bad for him, but like, honestly, he's actually crying about about this shit. You fucking serious?
Yeah, in hindsight, I'm thinking...
Grow up.
Grow up. But when I was in it, I was like,
I do get
it. He loves her so much. But I don't know if it was Mike so much that he wanted Michelle Pfeiffer. I think it was more of like this idea of longing that like got me.
Oh, yeah, maybe, yeah.
Kind of did this to me on purpose.
Kind of just wants to drag everyone down.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I wasn't in, like, the best headspace as well. So when I'm not in, like, the best headspace and I watch a movie, it's, like, kind of sad. I'm like, no.
You just sort of absorb the energy, I suppose.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of...
I did think the film looked really, really nice. Like, fantastic cinematography, I think.
Just pretty.
Yeah.
Really great, like, costumes and sets as well. It just really, like, sets the tone of just times really well. But like all the costumes, I think look quite interesting and creative for everyone. You can tell a lot of planning was put into it rather than just the usual like period sort of dresses and suits and stuff.
Yeah. I had a lot of fun with all of that. I had a lot of fun. I know like, I don't like to dwell too much on like the technical aspect because I think when you talk about, oh, the cinematography and the fucking, the way the camera, the blocking, oh lovely. I think it can get a bit boring, but it's like, it's like it's a master at work, obviously, but it all works so well in tandem. Like the way the camera moves, the every time they show food, wow, it looks amazing.
Looked absolutely fucking disgusting. Yeah.
No, it didn't.
You even said so yourself.
I said some of it looked really good. A lot of it looked really weird.
It's not so much that like I would be like, I would so eat that. It's more like.
Yeah, it's shot
like,
really well. It looks
all very fancy. Oh, yeah, I could be like, it's framed, you know? Framed so perfectly. Everything's so centered. I don't give a shit about that, but you know what I mean.
It's like the way it looked on a plate. Yeah. Where it was like,
presentation,
so like, yeah, the presentation. Like, immaculate.
That's a chef's
deal. Yeah, the use of colour, blown away. It's like so vibrant. There's like 1,000 colours in every shot. And it all looks amazing.
It was very colourful. I did enjoy that. It was like candy for my eyeballs.
Hmm.
As you boys know, I do love a good... coloured movie.
I love a good colour.
Yeah. I definitely do.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Proper good work there. I like how they use like this sort of circle lens, like hone in on people as well. And, like the way they're able to like use that. There was a scene where Newland is talking to Ellen on the balcony, like the theatre, and people are having conversations next to them or whatever and behind them. And then it like does this thing where like the lens like goes into a circle and it like blacks out everything around them, just them talking, and all the audio cuts out and it's just them talking.
Yeah,
like that's so cool. A lot of good uses of a light as well. But I fucking love the scene where he's like, it's sort of towards the end, and Winona Ryder gets a letter from Michelle Pfeiffer. She's like, here's the letter. You want to read it? And he reads the letter. And, like, everything's like very dark apart from like his eyes.
Yeah, it looks so sick.
So good. Really great. I think like it's like a masterclass on writing as well, as much as I was like,
yeah,
maybe I was dipping in and out of it, but like I think there's like so much to gawk over. How well it's written. Have you forgotten in our country we don't allow marriages to be arranged? It was like, this whole idea about like arranged marriages, but like, and this idea of like divorce being very taboo and all that. I think they got to get to the crux of like America in that time. It's very much a commentary on the country itself. It seems stupid to have discovered America only to make it a copy of another country. I was like, whoa, yeah. That was great. There's always a little bit about like Christopher Columbus discovering America.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that a lot. Yeah. And about like how women did not have as many freedoms as men. I guess it was kind of supposed to be like this male savior figure in Newland. Who was like, oh, I suppose I do feel that women should have the same freedoms as men. It's like, oh, thank you, my ally. Yeah. It's great. Yeah. Americans want to get away from amusement even faster than they want to get to it. It's also so great. I know I was never bored.
No.
It just, I was being taken. At a few parts, but I feel like if I watched it again, I'd probably get a lot more from the background commentary.
Yeah, I think so.
A lot about like the high society and all that, like America as a country, and how the classes are divided in that way, especially back in the day, and how like elegant it all was and fancy, and like how much it was commenting on that. And you don't really see that much of the poorer side.
No,
not really. So, but I enjoyed all of that. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I agree.
And the only thing that like kind of annoyed me was like, right at the end, where like he's very old, and like the makeup on, like just like pinching,
yeah,
very specific points. I was like, oh, that looks a bit cringe.
Yeah,
not cringe. I mean, just looked a bit fucking weird.
Cringe. Yeah, it wasn't awful. It's just like, yeah, odd.
It just looked like they'd like slapped some latex on it.
Yeah, dead.
I enjoyed the ending, but
yeah, I thought it was a really nice ending.
I was like, can't go and see her. Don't go and see her. Like, he has the opportunity to go and see her again in his old age, I suppose, but. And after Winona Ryder had died, but he just sort of walked away. And I thought that was like as good as they could have done it.
Yeah, definitely.
Like put it all, he put her in the part. I wonder why he made such a fucking fuss about it. I don't know if we got too much more to say.
No, not really.
Do you like the part where like he hasn't seen her for like years and years, and he thinks she's in this place. He like goes to get her. He finds an umbrella. And he doesn't know.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. But he just like picks up an umbrella and smells the hand. This guy, Jesus. Right.
What a simp.
Fucking simp.
God yeah. Damn.
Although I think one of my favourite scenes was when like it was like a shot where he was crying, obviously, and
obviously
she was sat on the sofa, put his head, he leaned over, leaned him. I thought that was like really fucking like such a great shot for theme. So it's a very sexy
Yeah, I agree, but it, in a way where it's like interesting how there's like very very little in terms of like sex and like affection and like actual touching and stuff. And
yeah, I kind of do appreciate it isn't one of those period of, like, dramas where they're just shagging all the time. That's, like most of them are.
Yeah, that's not sexy. That's just not.
No, the tension's more sexy. Yeah,
exactly. We said it with like In the Mood for Love.
That's,
it has that sexual energy with it.
Without the,
showing anything explicit. I think that's always so much more effective. I appreciate that a lot. Nice. I guess we rate it then.
Sure. What do you want to rate it?
America. No.
America.
Right out of Newland.
Okay, Herschel's.
What a fucking Herschel's weird name.
Yeah. Like we said earlier, I think this would be one that I would enjoy a lot more on another watch, but I did really enjoy it. I got a lot out of it. I thought it was a very interesting movie. Marty doesn't miss. So I give it 7 Newlands out of 10.
Yeah, had a great time with it. Yeah, it's just one of those where you're not, I wasn't really thinking about the runtime so much. Maybe towards the end, I was like, actually, I think like in the former half, I was like, going to keep going, or something going to pick up. But as it went on, I sort of got more into the flow of it. I would hope that the next time I watch it, it'll go by quicker. But as it stands, very entertaining, very nice watch. I'm going to give it, at the moment, I'll probably give it like an 8 Newlands out of 10. Had a good time with it. It's not, I don't think it's one of his better ones, but I still, you know, as Chris said, he doesn't miss. He's one of the greats. And if you can make a movie that's this good, and it's still not even, and I consider it like not even one of his fucking, you're laughing.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
You forgot what you rate it.
No, someone just texts me my name in capitals and I'm usually like, what does that mean?
Stop looking at your phone, that's what that means.
Yeah, I think maybe if I watch it again, probably the rating might go up a bit more, get a bit more into it, stop laughing at the fact that man's crying over nothing. for now, I'm going to give it a 6 Newlands out of 10. Probably will end up watching it again though, a new lad, so no drama, no harm.
I don't know, we'll see.
And that's it.
We will see.
All right. And now on to mine.
Yeah.
So I picked Buffalo 66.
On DVD.
On DVD. Made famous by Wet Leg themselves. Directed and starring Vincent Gallo from 98. About a guy who's just served time in prison. And he gets out and he needs to go meet his parents. So he thinks no better way to impress them than to kidnap some poor teenage girl and take her to meet him, and then stuff happens. That's the basic plot of it, without getting too into it. I feel like you have to start explaining it. It starts off very fucking weird, and I was like, oh god, I think I'm gonna hate this, aren't I? And then it just turns into a it starts as a drama and it turns into a comedy and just stays there for the rest of it, and it's just glorious. Mm. I appreciate that, to be fair.
It might even start as a comedy.
Yeah, kind of.
I've been finding it funny for ages.
Go to such extreme lengths to try to go to the toilet.
Yeah, that is true. Without him trying to piss himself.
And just like him blaming this kidnapping of this girl on the fact that he really needed to piss. Just crazy. It's like brutal, like really hard to watch.
Yeah.
But it's such a, like a weird tone, because it is like hard, but it is also very funny. And I looked it up, like, as it was, like, quite harsh, and Darcy was like, I thought this was a comedy. So I looked up the genre, and apparently it is a comedy, and I'm like, what's to laugh at here?
But it does get funnier as it goes up. Like, what I mean by that is, like, there are some really uncomfortable parts of it, but then, like, the rest of it is just, like, stupid and funny. Well, I wouldn't say stupid, but, like, there are parts of it you think, oh, fucking hell. Like, you're laughing because you just think, this is so insane.
Yeah, it's kind of a dark comedy.
Yeah, I would definitely say that.
Just like, yeah, I'm like, I'm not laughing. He's just kidnapped Christina Ricci. This is horrible. But as soon as, like, he gets to his parents' house, he's like, this is my wife. I think that's where, like, the comedy really settles in. You're like, oh, we're here for this. But I enjoyed all the stuff. I think it's like,
oh, so fucking much weird.
I thought that would have been like the entire movie.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen.
That is her parenting.
Just trying to like chat
with that, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean that whole thing was just like, I mean, not I wouldn't say like relatable, but I think we've all had like where you're just sitting there with your family and just
you go home.
Yeah, you're like, oh man,
and they tell you about how disappointed they are in you.
I like that bit where like is her name Layla or whatever?
Yeah.
And she's like just talking about him working for like the fucking CIA. and this fucking woman's just watching this like football or whatever. And she's so into it that she doesn't give a shit about like what's going on. Like you could have said anything in that moment.
Like, oh, didn't he tell you how we first met? And she's like making up this story for them.
And it's like the most convoluted and most stupid. Like it's not an unbelievable story, but neither of them are actually listening anyway.
So funny. And like fucking Vincent Gallo, they're like being so mad and pissed off. He's telling this story that it's not real. He just wanted her to shut up and eat the dinner. Just prove to his family that he like made something of himself. Definitely hadn't been in prison for the last however many years.
Yeah, apparently it was 5.
Yeah. But so it is very not in like the specific sense, being around fam, going to a family. So when I say it could have been that all the time, I really wouldn't have minded, but it does veer off eventually, and I think as it keeps going we get into this weird fucking twisted dynamic of these two where I'm like, I don't know why you don't just leave Christina.
Yeah,
but he doesn't.
Yeah, it's really weird. But I feel like that's just kind of the character, and I found that quite interesting.
Yeah.
She seemed like someone who was obviously very...
I felt like they both kind of were.
Yeah.
Which is like, I guess, like the whole point in it.
Yeah, it kind of seemed like she didn't really have anyone pay her any attention. So first time someone did, she's like, wants to follow it.
Yeah, and it was quite weird because I didn't even think about that until like, I don't know, like 3/4 of the way through. I thought, no one, like, shouldn't anyone like be looking for her? Like she's just going along with it. And I was like, oh, like, does she have like nowhere to be? Like, does no one care that she's like, wasn't she like at a bar or a club or something? She's like 15 or something.
She was at a dance.
Yeah. Oh, right, right. But like, no, what?
Yeah,
like,
the axe so was 17 at the time.
Like, so fucking weird. But I don't know why I didn't pick up on it until like near the end. I was like, wait a minute. No one gives a shit.
But I enjoyed that a lot about the movie. It's a lot about what they don't. Like, yeah. Yeah, nobody's looking.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's it.
And,
isn't it?
And
yeah.
She doesn't actually even want to get out of it.
Yeah, she doesn't even care. She's just like,
she's
cool.
A fucking weirdo, but clearly she's very lonely and has no one to go home to.
She is very weird. But that makes sense because he's also really fucking weird. Mm. It was just a dynamic that was weird. It worked.
It's a fucking great time. I love it so much.
Yeah. Like when he's in the fucking bath. It's so weird.
Just
yeah.
Trying to make a go of it.
Yeah.
It wasn't until like the very end, like they should be. I don't know. Like, it's fucking weird.
Yeah, because he's like 90 years older than her, but yeah.
It works for the movie. I really liked it.
I don't know. If I don't like it in Licorice Pizza, I'm not going to like it here.
No, but look, the difference between this and Licorice Pizza is that when this is doing it, it's wrong and weird and disgusting. And you want her to leave and he's kidnapped. When they do it in Licorice Pizza, it's like, oh, it's just a boy who's got like a crush on this older girl. Isn't it crazy and kind of funny and how they're in love? I didn't like that at all. And this is like, yeah, it's fucking weird, isn't it? It's disgusting. But you're going to watch it because it's insane.
Oh, yeah. For sure. But I don't think I was rooting for them at any point. I was like, oh, God.
I like this dynamic, like this absolutely horrendous guy who's like kind of not horrendous. Doesn't want to be them,
but
he's just an asshole at every fucking opportunity. Like, treats her like shit. And then this girl who's clearly so lonely.
Yeah.
But also like the sweetest girl ever. And has absolutely nothing. And it's like so sad. Like such an interesting.
Yeah.
It's so interesting to like watch them bounce off of each other. You know, and like lines like fucking, let's look like we like each other and spend time and do not touch me. And like, the photos they take together are like the photo booth to like send home to his parents to like act like they're in a relationship or they're married. And just like he looks like he's about to cry in all of the photos. And she's like really trying to like look happy. It's great.
So, yeah. So I think that was my favorite scene in the movie. It's so funny.
Yeah. One, they do like these, I don't know what you call it, like flashbacks to the past where they do it in like this sort of zoom in square shot. Like no, come into cool. frame, to sort of inform you about how he was growing up as a child. It starts and it's like this shot of him as a child with his dog. What, Bingo was it or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that was interesting. I guess to sort of inform us of what his childhood was like and what he was like as a child. I think his dad had a line where he was like, "Yeah, there was like a flashback. His dad said he was going to kill his dog."
Classic, just like dads do. Yeah,
the dad was a fucking. Eric.
He was so weird. He was like, Daddy loves you. Who are you, old man? Why are you doing this?
So weird, yeah. They just meet this girl and they're like, we love you. Daddy loves you.
It's so fucking weird. But he had a nice singing voice, though. He was.
Yeah, I love that scene.
He's got the pipes, mate.
He synced her.
I did kind of forget what we were watching, though, because it went on for so long that I was like, wait a minute, are we actually like watching a movie?
It was like something from a David Lynch movie.
It was very strange. Comforting, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, mental.
Oh, sorry. Oh, almost. Oh, I heard what I said there. Just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck? I love, like, after he had performed the song, she was like, what about another? Can you do another? He's like, no more songs. That was it. Gets so mad about it. What the fuck was his best friend's name? Was Goon?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and what was that when he was like, oh, they don't call you goon because you're cool. They call you goon because you're like stupid and ugly or something. And I was like, what the fuck? He's so rude.
He's always calling his friend goon.
Yeah.
He was like his friend before he went to prison because he, like, there was something going on with them and like this guy that he wanted to kill or whatever. Oh, he went to prison because he took the fall for some guy. And now his ultimate goal was like to like kill this guy because he like slighted him and made him go to jail. What are you laughing at?
Just laughing. The drink making noise.
Oh, you're laughing at the drink making noise.
Yeah, the drink is making funny noises.
Wait, okay.
But are we going to talk about like the best? Did you talk about it already? Maybe where he went into that club and then he like fake shot that guy and then
after we talked to Goon, to Rocky formerly Goon.
Mm.
That fucking, love that fucking conversation. Like I'm gone for 2 seconds and you change your name from Goon to Rocky.
What a guy.
That scene where he goes into the club, though, was great.
Yeah, it was. Like, such a creative,
way
to do
it. Cool.
I didn't even mind the whole, like, this is just, like, what could happen if he did this sort of swim. Out,
shoot the guy and kill himself.
Yeah.
No, I thought, like, just the how it looked was cool, because, like, they were doing, like, the slow-mos of, like, bullets and shit, and then, like, you could see the blood, but it was, like, frozen. It was kind of sick. It was kind of sick. I can't... Yeah. I'm not explaining that very well, but it looked really cool.
Yeah, sort of like a frozen in time sort of thing. Camera moved around.
Yeah.
Froze the blood coming out of their head.
Yeah, it was sick.
So cool. So cool. But I was like, at that point, I was like so invested. Like the dying between him and Christina Ricci. Like, all you have to do is get her a fucking hot chocolate and go back to her, spend the night. And
yeah, you just,
fine.
You just live your life. Anyone, yeah.
And you can have a good life. All you got to fucking do.
Yeah.
When he's like, that's it. I'm going to kill this guy. Went to prison for. And that happened. I was like, no. I think I said, like, I was like, oh, pissed off now or something like that. But then I think it's usually I don't like it when I'm, oh, this happened. Oh, yeah. No. Wait, something else happened. It only
Twilight.
Works in, yeah, in Twilight, it didn't work. In very select situations, works in this, works in like the green.
Yeah.
I enjoyed because it was so creative the way they did it. I was like, oh, fine. I'm so in. He just like goes back, gets her a hot chocolate. Goes.
That's the thing, yeah.
Yeah, great. Great fucking end.
That's how it should have ended.
And that's how it should have ended. I was like, yeah, it's so. Like that bathroom scene. We're just like in the bath. Like, can I come into the bathroom with you? I won't look. I just want to talk. I don't want to be alone. He's like, don't fucking follow me into the bath. He clearly has like something wrong. Doesn't want to be touched.
Yeah.
Doesn't want any sort of intimacy. I don't know if he feels like he doesn't deserve it. Something's gone wrong. Being in prison fucked him up a lot. There's flashbacks to when he's talking to Goon in prison. He's like, absolutely fucked.
Mm.
Yeah. Probably would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know what goes on in prison. All I know is what I see from movie. But obviously he's like developed some sort of like, something's gone wrong with him. Now he can't. He's very, 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 he struggled a lot with like intimacy. Showing how he truly feels to people. I guess it like took this the kidnapping of this girl to show him what he could be, because he's not inherently a bad guy, really. I don't think he wants to be doing what he's doing. He is an asshole, but he could be better, and that's why I fucking love that so much, because he chose to be better, chose love in a weird sort of way.
Yeah, it's like a really weirdly sweet happy ending.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like at the same time, it's like it's disgusting that he's kidnapped her and forced her to do it. Does stay and she wants to stay. So I'm like, well, this is really fucking. But if it's gonna happen, then fuck it. It's quite sweet. As weird and freaky as they are.
Yeah, I agree.
Cool.
Yeah, I don't really have anything else to say about it.
Mm-hmm. I like that line where his mum says, "The only time the Buffaloes have won was the day I gave birth to Billy. I wish I'd never had him." There's nobody I liked in school because girls are all evil.
A lot of good writing.
Yeah, really. I learned a lot about Vincent Gallo that night that I didn't want to know.
Yeah.
Thanks to Chris.
Yeah. I'm glad I stopped looking into it. Apparently, there's a lot of shady shit.
Yeah. Weird guy.
Mm.
Weird fucking guy.
I would like to see The Brown Bunny.
Yeah.
His other movie.
Okay. Sure. We can do that. Yeah, cool.
I've heard a lot of weird things about it. Apparently, it's not very good, but I'm very intrigued.
Well, I'm glad we've finally watched the movie. It's been on my list for a while.
Same.
Now I know what Wet Leg are talking about.
Same.
I can finally listen to that song again.
And understand it.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, what are we going to rate it out of?
Hot chocolate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That was my thought as well. Great minds and all that.
Mm.
Crazy how that happens.
Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I really love this movie. It's a shame it doesn't have like a... I don't think it has a Blu-ray release in the UK yet.
Criterion,
definitely,
get on it.
Yeah, definitely need something like that, because I'd love to get it. It's such a great movie. I think I'd give it 9 hot chocolates out of 10.
Nice, yeah, I loved it. Really great movie. Hard to watch, but a lot of fun and very funny. Thanks, Vincent, I guess. I'll give it 8 hot chocolates out of 10.
I probably need to watch it again. 6 hot chocolates out of 10.
Yeah, cool. So,
go on, you.
That's that. Next episode, 2 weeks time. We got a free-for-all to do. We haven't done a free-for-all in a while. We're just going to pick some movies. What are the movies? What are we going to pick? Take it away, Chris.
Okay, so I've got a couple of options. Would we be okay doing like a 3-hour movie?
How much time we got?
All day.
I'm free all day. So,
because I'm pretty sure. Yeah, sure.
Okay, just need to check what year this one's from.
You do that.
Okay, 2 seconds.
You do that.
So I'm actually picking another movie from the 90s.
Bloody hell.
From 1999, a film I've wanted to pick for the podcast for a long time, but it's a hefty one. My pick's Paul Thomas Anderson's Magnolia.
Okay.
Darcy's not seen it. I've wanted to show her it for ages.
Okay, sure.
We can all have a
little cry. Why
we
got to watch a 3-hour romp?
Yep. Fuck me. Yeah. Fine, sure.
Fine.
Go for a walk after.
Yeah. Probably great. Cool. My recommendation is, I'm sure we can get it, but it's a movie that came out last year. I already wanted you guys to watch it, but it's not going to be light. It's How to Have Sex.
Mm.
Yeah. From 2023.
Yeah.
Oh, why would you do this? Yeah,
Darcy didn't want to watch it.
Dude, yeah. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
Okay.
I'll be real, but I'm going to.
It's all right.
I feel like we should watch this movie.
Yeah, I've got it. So,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, God, it's going to be a pretty heavy Sunday.
It's going to be a hot one.
Yeah, please bring us in with something like, sort of fun and nice, Darcy.
She's not going
I'm
to.
Not. I'm picking a classic, Misery.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Misery.
Oh, rounding my God. It off with Sunshine and Rainbows.
Jesus. She told me two films she was torn between, and I don't know what one was better.
Oh, my God.
It's going to be horrible.
This is a horrible fucking
horrendous
marathon, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be awful. I think we might actually have to seek therapy afterwards.
Yeah,
I don't think we're going to make it. We are going to have to do some sort of like looping around the world, like going outside and being like,
yeah,
fucking hell, birds and fresh
maybe
air.
Maybe I should have gone with my other pair.
No, it's set now. It's set in.
It's so fine.
Okay.
Well, we've got to have a cheery Saturday.
When I say
at least,
we do this to ourselves, it's really our own faults. You know, we complain about the fucking marathons that suck so bad. Like, I don't think this marathon's going to suck, but it's like heavy. Like, still do it to ourselves.
Oh, yeah, no.
Even if we have the option to make it easier.
We just don't.
We don't.
No.
What's wrong with it?
Everything. Just
at least
don't even answer
Misery
that question.
Is like quite a lot of fun.
Misery is fun, actually.
Well, you'll hear all about that.
If we want to do that.
In the next one. Magnolia, How to Have Sex, Misery. Watch those. Yes. If you want.
I was gonna say, don't watch them.
If you want. I don't even want to do it, but fine, we'll do it. We got social media, the Sunday Movie Marathon, Instagram at Sunday Movie Pod. YouTube is Sunday Movie Marathon. Instagram is Sunday Movie Pod. Facebook is at Sunday Movie Marathon. And Letterboxd is at Sunday MMSM. We got any finals to round off this one?
See you later.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Remember to.
Remember us when we die.
Remember
from sad.
Ricky.
Remember to watch the skis.
Watch the skis.